Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
Okay, so it is, of course, Moon Festival.
Ooh!
Coming right up.
That's right.
That means a lot of people are going to be barbecuing.
Yes.
Now, I'm from Britain, as you guys know.
Yes.
And so for me, the real image of a barbecue is it raining and people kind of standing just inside, hoping that it will clear up enough to cook something.
That's true. In Britain, for those of you who don't know, summer is more of an idea
than
something that actually happens because it rains a lot.
Yes.
It's a dream. It does rain a lot. And of course, when you're having a barbecue, rain, that's like the worst thing that can happen.
One of them, yeah. And then the other thing with British barbecues is meat that is, it's black on the outside and still pink and raw on the inside.
Ooh.
That's classic British barbecue.
I guess if you don't have a chance to have barbecues, your barbecue cooking skills are just not
so
well trained or well developed.
Yeah, because you've got to do it quickly in that 5-minute window between the rain.
That's true. I like barbecues here in Taiwan, but some of the little stoves that you use can take a long time to barbecue. Now, in Canada, where I'm from, and in America, most places we have long, warm summers. Well, warm summers, maybe not too long. And people have the really professional, expensive gas barbecues, which are almost like cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah, they're that good.
So they're pretty good. And the weather is generally quite nice, so my family would have barbecues. The one thing I always think of with barbecues is my dad cooking the hamburgers while listening to a baseball game.
Oh.
So whenever I hear the radio playing a baseball game, it always makes me think of the backyard and barbecues and some nice warm weather.
Okay, well, we've got Pat and Laura. They are preparing for a mid-autumn or Moon Festival party.
All right.
Let's see how they get on.
Reading.
Pat and Laura's Mid-Autumn Barbecue. Pat and Laura are on the rooftop, preparing for their mid-autumn party. I hope this party goes well. We've still got so much to do before our friends arrive.
Well, let's get a move on. I'm going to get the grill started.
I'll take the sausages and pork belly out of the refrigerator.
Did you prepare anything for our vegetarian guests?
Of course. We can make them some roasted corn and green peppers. I also bought a few pomelos.
It sounds like we're set then. See, I told you everything would be fine.
Oh no! Did you feel that? It's starting to rain.
Uh-oh. I guess we'll have to move the party indoors.
Maybe not. We can set up a parasol. Our guests can stand under it until the rain stops.
That's a brilliant idea. You just saved our outdoor barbecue.
Pat and Laura work together to set up the parasol.
So, we start off by seeing that Pat and Laura are on the rooftop.
Great.
Preparing for their mid-autumn party.
All right.
They're going up there to do it because a rooftop, this is the area on top of a building. It's usually flat, and it's where people can stand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people can grow vegetable gardens
there.
They can hang. I see people hanging out there washing.
They can have their pigeons
up there. Yeah, in Taiwan, I see a lot of homing pigeons that people use. You could put all sorts of things up there. So that's a rooftop, and that's where they are. Here's another example. On a nice day, my friends and I like to meet up on a rooftop and hang out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just chill out up there. You know, you're outside, but you're kind of close to home if you need anything.
That's right. Most rooftops in Taiwan are flat. You can share it with the other people in the building. So it's a great place to have a barbecue because you're not in the street. You're away from the cars. You're no danger when you're up on the rooftop. So Laura's up there with Pat. They're getting things ready. And of course, they're still waiting for the guests to arrive. Mm-hmm. So Laura says, I hope this party goes well. She wants the party to go well or to be successful. Yeah. She wants people to come and have a good time.
But she's thinking they have a lot to get done. She says, we've still got so much to do before our friends arrive. She's being, oh, we've got to do this and this. She's got a list. It's difficult. Mm-hmm.
That's right. You've got to get everything ready, and you want to do that before people start ringing the doorbell, arriving at the party hungry and wanting to get some food. So Pat doesn't want to waste time. He says, well, let's get a move on. Good advice, Pat. Good advice, Pat. Let's get a move on.
So the phrase, let's get a move on, is our shortcut for you to today. So let's get a move on and learn about it by checking out this video.
Shortcut for you.
Late, late, late. Why is Emily always late? Hey, Emily, hurry up.
I'm sorry, I'm almost ready, I promise.
I hope so. We might miss the movie completely if we don't get a move on.
The movie isn't on yet, is it?
No, but it will be soon.Get a move on is a way of saying somebody needs to hurry or move faster.
I see. Get a move on means 快一点. Are you saying that I'm too slow?
Yes, let's go!
Wait, it might be cold in the theater. I should take a sweater.
Okay, so as we just saw, the phrase, let's get a move on, means let's get working. Let's start to do things and do them more quickly in order to finish them or to get somewhere on time. Like maybe the movie's starting soon, let's get a move on or we'll miss some of it. So Pat wants to get things going to get ready for the party.
Absolutely. You can use the expression when you're going somewhere or just when there's a lot of work to be done and time is running out. So what are some of the things that he wants to get a move on with? He says, I'm going to get the grill started. Hey, yes, if you're going to have a barbecue, you're going to need, well, the barbecue. But one of the most important parts of a barbecue is the grill. This is sort of that frame or that net, you could say, of metal bars, metal rods. It's the surface that you put your food on. It's about a few inches or a few centimeters above the fire. That's where the food sits and it cooks while sitting on the grill. You put your hot dogs, your hamburgers, vegetables, whatever you want.On the grill, you don't want the food on the fire.
No.
That would make the fire not burn well and the food dirty. So you put it on the grill, but of course the grill gets quite dirty itself.
It does, yeah.
So you need to clean your grill. But basically, it's the surface that the food sits on while you're cooking over a barbecue or over a fire.
Yeah, now I've heard the word grill being used for the whole set of equipment.
Yeah, so. Could be. And it's also, we can use it as a verb. To cook using a grill is to grill your food.
Yeah, now by get the grill started, what Pat means is he's going to get the fire started, light the coal, the wood, the little special brick things,
get the barbecue
it is. So that the fire has kind of started to get hot, but most of the smoke is gone.
True.
And get rid of all the smoke and all the wet stuff so that the fire is just producing heat, not so much smoke when he wants to cook over
it. There you go. Everything will cook that much faster. So while Pat's doing that, Laura's getting a move on by doing some other important things. She says, I'll take the sausages and pork belly out of the refrigerator. All right, no prizes for guessing that sausage and pork belly are two of the foods that they will be cooking on the grill, cooking on this barbecue. A sausage is basically the meat part of a hot dog. All right, most people know that. And pork belly also comes from pig, as many sausages do. Pork belly is basically the fatty meat that we find on the belly or the tummy of the pig. Often bacon is a form of pork belly too, and we have pork belly in lots of other dishes. It's delicious with lots of flavor.
I'll take your word for it.
Yum, yum.
Okay, now Laura needs to take these out of the refrigerator. This is spelled R-E-F-R-I-G-E-R-A-T-O-R. Long word, refrigerator, so mostly we shorten it to fridge.
Oh, that's a much easier
word. Yeah, why say refrigerator when you can just say fridge.
Maybe you should spell fridge, too, because it's a little different.
F-R-I-D-G-E. It's got that D in there.
That's right.
Now, your fridge or refrigerator is usually a pretty large piece of kitchen furniture. Most of the time it's white, but you can get them in different colors. And they keep the temperature inside low, so you can store food in it for a long time without it going bad.
That's right.
Okay, for example, make sure you put the milk and the cheese in the refrigerator.
Ah, okay. Remember, the refrigerator is the whole machine. The top part, the very, very cold part where you might put ice cream, we often call that the freezer.
Yes.
F-R-E-E-Z-E-R, the freezer and the refrigerator. But both of those are one machine called the fridge or the refrigerator. Now, Pat says, did you prepare anything for our vegetarian guests? Ah, all right. Vegetarian, it's an adjective. And it's, I guess you could also say it's a noun.
It is also a noun,
I'm a vegetarian.
Yes.
Pat here is a vegetarian, as are millions of other people all around the world. Basically, a vegetarian, if we use it as a noun, is a person who does not eat meat. They have chosen for different reasons to eat only grains, vegetables, fruit, eggs often, milk, cheese can be okay.
That's fine for most vegetarians.
But they don't want to eat any sort of meat or animal flesh or anything like that. Now, if we use it as an adjective, we're just talking about something that is made of vegetables. Maybe it's not normally. So you might talk about a vegetarian hamburger or burger, vegetarian sausage. It might be made of vegetables or tofu or something like that,
rice,
but not meat.
Yeah, and a vegetarian guest is just a guest who is a vegetarian.
That's right.
Who doesn't eat meat. Okay, and Laura has got that covered. She says, of course, we can make them some roasted corn and green peppers.
Vegetables.
So roasted, R-O-A-S-T-E-D, roasted is an adjective, and we're describing any food that has been cooked in an oven by exposing it to heat for a long time, or cooked by putting it over a fire for a long time. Now, a lot of the time we just say roast instead of roasted. For example, roast beef, roast duck, roast turkey, and so on. But we can use roasted as well. For example, you can buy roasted peanuts from the street vendor.
Okay, now Laura has a few other things that might be good for both vegetarian guests and everyone else. She says, I also bought a few pomelos, or pomelos, as we can also say. This is the traditional mid-autumn festival or moon festival fruit. What is a pomelo or a pomelo? It's basically kind of like a big grapefruit or orange. It's related to those fruits. It's juicy, it's a little bit sour and sweet all at the same time. It's kind of green on the outside and a sort of yellow-green on the inside. And the other thing about pomelos or pomelos is that parents will take the skin, take the outside part, and make it into a hat for little kids. One of the first years I was here, I saw kids riding around in the city streets on bikes wearing pomelo helmets. And I thought, yeah, that's not going to help them protect their head.
But it helps Chang'e see them.
That's right, exactly. And it also smells wonderful, too. And it makes for a great photograph. Anyways, these fruits, are traditionally eaten or given as gifts during this festival. Pomelos or pomelos, that's what we call them.
Okay, so Pat then says, it sounds like we're set then.
Okay.
Now here he's used the word set to mean ready for something to happen. Set can also mean ready for use. And certainly in the UK, we use the phrase, we're all set. And that just means we are completely ready.
All right, so they've got all their preparations finished. The party is ready to go. And Pat is sort of telling Laura that she doesn't have to worry anymore. Everything is all set. Everything is ready. He says to her, see, I told you everything would be fine. He could, of course, also say everything would be okay. Fine, okay. It's the same thing.
But then Laura says, oh, no.
What do you mean? The grill's ready, the food's ready, the pomelos are there, it's all set?
Did you feel that? Mm-hmm. It's starting to rain, she says.
Ah,
British barbecues.
Something they can't control.
It.
Something they can prepare for. Pat says, of course, when you hear bad news, right? That's a sound that something bad has happened. And then he says, I guess we'll have to move the party indoors. Well, that's probably the smart thing to do right now. Of course, the barbecue might still stay outdoors, but mm-hmm. the party will move, the guests will move indoors. Now, we have both of these words, outdoors and indoors. We're going to look at the adverb indoors here. It's spelled I-N-D-O-O-R-S, I-N-D-O-O-R-S. And basically, when we talk about something being indoors, we talk about it being inside, inside a building, under a ceiling or a roof with walls around. If you're at the park, you are outdoors. Mm-hmm. If you're in your room on your computer, you are probably indoors. All right, so you're inside or indoors. For example, the kids had to stay indoors because of the typhoon. Yeah, it's the safe place to be during a typhoon.
However, Laura has an idea. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't need to go indoors.
She can use magic to stop the rain?
I wish. She says, maybe not. Mm-hmm. We can set up a parasol.
Brilliant idea.
So here we have a phrasal verb, set up. To set up means to make something ready for use, often by putting it in the right place or kind of opening it up, setting it up from being folded to open, in this case, for a parasol. We could say some volunteers helped to set up the stage before the play.
So what is a parasol? Good question. Well, a parasol is basically kind of like an umbrella, but it's not mainly designed to protect you from rain. It's made to protect you from the sun.
Uh-huh.
All right, a parasol. Sol, of course, is an old word for sun, or the word they use in Spanish. Often when you see ladies walking around on a hot, sunny day in Taiwan, they have an umbrella. Now, when I first came here, I thought, it's not raining. What are they doing? They're not stopping the rain. They're stopping the sun from hitting their skin. So that type of umbrella we could call a parasol. And often, if you go to the beach or if you're having a picnic in the park, you might see those really big umbrellas that aren't made to be carried. They're made to sit on the ground or in the sand. That would also be what we might call a parasol or a beach umbrella.
Yep.
Again, not designed to stop rain, but designed to stop sun. But I guess it'll still work as long as it doesn't rain too hard.
Yeah, it wouldn't stop a typhoon, but as Laura says, our guests can stand under it until the rain stops.
That's right. It's a good, simple solution to some light rain. And Pat agrees. He says, that's a brilliant idea. A brilliant idea. When we use brilliant as an adjective in this way, we're talking about basically kind of like fantastic, excellent, great, wonderful. What a smart idea. What a brilliant idea. It's spelled B-R-I-L-L-I-A-N-T. B-R-I-L-L-I-A-N-T. For example, that movie was brilliant. I'm not surprised it won so many awards. What a great movie. What a fantastic movie. What a wonderful movie.
Okay, and Pat then adds to Laura, you just saved our outdoor barbecue.
Wow, good job,
now,
Laura.
We have used the word barbecue quite a lot, but we really should explain it with a little bit more and some extra information.
Okay.
It's spelled B-A-R-B-E-C-U-E, barbecue. Sometimes people just say BBQ for short.
That's true.
Okay, it's a noun in the way we use it in the article. Could also be a verb for to barbecue some food. Now, as a noun, it can mean the metal frame which meat and fish and so on are cooked in, the whole equipment thing. A barbecue can also, and especially in the article, means a whole event, a social event where someone hosts a party at which they barbecue food, lots of people come, they have drinks, they hang out. That also is called a barbecue.
Yeah.
So when Pat says, you've saved our barbecue, he means you've saved our social event.
The party.
Yeah, he doesn't just mean you've saved the equipment.
Yeah.
He means you've saved the whole day.
Okay, so basically we could use it as a verb or a noun. So you could say you barbecue on the barbecue at the barbecue.
Yes, indeed.
So basically if you're cooking food outside, barbecue's a good word to use a lot.
For sure. Here's another example sentence. Since the weather will be good this weekend, let's have a barbecue at my house.
The event.
The event.
The event, a barbecue at my house. Okay, very good. And Pat and Laura, what do? They work together to set up the parasol, to put the parasol in place, make sure it's working properly, because those things can be big, so
yeah,
it's good、
heavy.
To have two、mm-hmm. people there. Well, sounds like the party had a little bit of a bump, but everything seems to be back on track. I'm sure it's going to be a very successful event.
Yeah, well, we'll find out whether it is tomorrow, but、mm. now we're going to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So, what are your favorite foods to eat at a barbecue? Now, as Mike mentioned, I'm vegetarian,、mm. so I have usually fewer choices at、
okay.
these things, so I'm going to let you go
I'll do some of the traditional ones,、
yes.
and then you can bring in some of the healthier vegetarian options. Of course, hamburgers and hot dogs.、Mm. Those are the two most popular things to have at a barbecue. You can sort of toast the bread and cook the meat on the barbecue. Another popular one that's a little bit healthier is you can steam some fish.
Right.
Right. You can get some fish with a bit of butter, wrap it in some metal foil or metal、mm-hmm. wrap, put it in there. So those are some popular options, but、okay. Not the healthiest things and certainly maybe not vegetarian friendly.
No.
So what would you bring to a barbecue?、
I would bring a veggie burger.
A veggie burger.
Vegetarian burgers.
Made of tofu
yeah,
or
beans,
something.
Beans kind of pressed together, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
As we mentioned before, mushrooms, green peppers、mm. all go pretty well.、
Mm, corn?
I do eat shrimp.
Okay.
And I would really, some big, really big shrimp on a stick. We call it a skewer.、
Yeah.
And kind of cook them up with some really hot sauce.
That's、
basically.
A good idea.
Shrimp on skewers.
Good one in Taiwan, too, because、
yeah.
the seafood here is so good.
Yeah, I get squid on the barbecue often、
okay.
in Thai. You have to be careful. It goes from being like, you can't eat it,、
mm-hmm.
you can eat it, and you can't eat it. And so you've got to get it in that、little window where it's just right.
Right. And of course,、you can do a lot of other vegetables.、Mm. You can have some pumpkin on there, some、
oh,
green、
yeah.
pepper on
potato,
there.
Wrap it up in some foil, put、That's、it there a for a while,、one. And make a kind of baked or jacket potato.
So there you go. Lots of great options if you're bored of the old hamburger hot dog combination or, you know, traditional menu. A lot of other great things you can barbecue at your barbecue on your barbecue.
Indeed. And we'll find out about Pat and Laura's barbecue for their Mid-Autumn Festival tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Take care.
Pat and Laura's Mid-Autumn Barbecue. Pat and Laura are on the rooftop.Preparing for their mid-autumn party. I hope this party goes well. We've still got so much to do before our friends arrive.
Well, let's get a move on. I'm going to get the grill started.
I'll take the sausages and pork belly out of the refrigerator.
Did you prepare anything for our vegetarian guests?
Of course! We can make them some roasted corn and green peppers. I also bought a few pomelos.
It sounds like we're set then. See? I told you everything would be fine.
Oh no! Did you feel that? It's starting to rain.
Uh-oh. I guess we'll have to move the party indoors.
Maybe not. We can set up a parasol.Our guests can stand under it until the rain stops.
That's a brilliant idea. You just saved our outdoor barbecue.
Pat and Laura work together to set up the parasol.
Vocabulary Review.
Refrigerator. Put the milk into the refrigerator to keep it cold, or it will go bad. Roast. We could cook the chicken a number of ways. I prefer to roast it over a fire. Indoors. The students played basketball indoors because it was raining hard outside. Brilliant.Ken had a brilliant idea for helping our business reach more people and make more money. Barbecue. We are going to have a barbecue this weekend at my house. You're welcome to come and eat with us.